Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers, where we speak sport. Want to send a shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, sponsoring this opportunity for us to hang out and have an episode of Meet Your Raptors. One more where we get to hang out with the boys of summer for a little bit longer. As the season is wrapping up, we're going to sit here and talk. We've got one of the players with us right now. We're going to introduce Harrison. Harrison, you mind letting us say your name and your position and everything?
Hi, my name's Harrison Garrett. I'm a catcher from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Thanks, Harrison. That was perfect. That was great. And that now the audience knows your voice and they don't mix it up with mine. No, that's not, that was not going to happen. We also got Ryan with us, man. Introduce yourself for the audience that doesn't know.
My name is Ryan Williams. I'm a media relations intern for this year's Wisconsin Rapids Drafters. Happy to be back here.
Working on building a somewhere for Ryan to stay because we want to keep him here. Ryan's awesome.
Anytime.
Even kidding, man. You've been great all summer. And I've really been having you on the air with us. You've been really helpful, not only getting us the details of all these events and everything, but just getting to know you and having fun.
Absolutely.
It's been a lot of fun. As we're getting close to the end of all this, guys, I did have something that I wanted to ask. I didn't get a chance to bring this up in the pregame, but I wanted to know, and we'll kind of go to Harrison here in a moment with this, but for you, Ryan, is there something about this summer, this experience, that really stands out to you? I can only imagine how many memories you've created and how much you've enjoyed about it, but is there anything that really stands out? You don't have to pick just one, but anything really in particular that stands out about the experience?
I think the biggest thing for me is just the camaraderie I've had with my coworkers. This is by far the biggest intern class I've ever worked with. We have 17 interns. One of them is one of our starting pitchers in Kenny Schultz. So with three front office people and 17 coworkers, we're a tight-knit group, tight-knit family. Most people in the Northwoods, you look at teams like Madison, you look at teams like Kalamazoo, they have 20-plus front office and about 30 interns. And that's a big group. And for me, I really enjoy being around, seeing people's faces every day. And I've had a great summer here in Wisconsin Rapids.
You guys have been doing a great job. The front office has knocked it out the park. They've done a fantastic job all season long, and I've heard great things, whether it's the events that have been going on or the specials, the jerseys, all the different things. The ballpark has been popping.
They work really hard, yeah.
It's been really fun. And if I can say this, and we don't use kid gloves around here. We're a very honest show, and we have an honest relationship with the Raptors. They know how we handle things and stuff. Season hasn't gone the way we would like it to. Now, to be fair, we'd like to be undefeated. All season long. So the bar is high. But being honest, as we are around here with the audience, with everybody, it hasn't gone exactly the way we wanted it to in a lot of ways. That's all. I bring that up as a point of the credit to the front office and the work that you guys have done, where you've just kept moving, kept things going, and kept the vibe and the energy really good.
Right.
And Harrison, now I flip it to you, where in the clubhouse, in the dugout, one of the things that I've enjoyed, and part of my job is to catch Raptor baseball, make sure that we're playing on the airwaves, that we're taking care of our audience, and they can hear that Raptor baseball. But I also love baseball, so I'm going to, of course, listen. And whether I'm at a game or I'm watching these games, it doesn't matter if you guys are down 10 runs or you're down a couple. There's so much fight in this team. I don't see heads down. I don't see guys yelling at each other. I don't see these things that we see on a major league level all the time. But you guys seem to have kept it together and just keep fighting. Is that, am I just seeing that, or is that something you felt, especially coming to the clubhouse a little later in the season?
You know, I think it's almost an embodiment of the people of Wisconsin Rapids. You know, we all bring this kind of fight every day to the clubhouse, and we're all just an energetic group. We have a lot of things going on, a lot of reasons to smile. So we're always out there giving our best and trying our hardest. You know, the difference between winning a lot of games and, you know, not winning a lot of games is just a few runs every game.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, whether it's been a rough season or not, we've played our hardest. And I think we embody the city. You know, we try and go out there and put a lot of fight on.
Yeah, and it shows. It shows. I think a perfect answer, man. One of the things that I'm always hesitant to, because my father was an athlete and I was raised around athletes and everything, so I never want to take winning and losing lightly. Mm-hmm. But at this level, the game's so much bigger than wins and losses. The things that Ryan was talking about from his perspective and from the front office perspective and all of that, and these interns and the experiences they get, there are, and you know this as well as I do, probably, Ryan, there are so many stories of so-and-so started out as an intern and now they're a GM, or they're an assistant GM or something like that. And for you players, the development and every at bat, getting those reps, getting a chance to be either seen by a scout or just add to your experience and learning the game better and better. Mm-hmm. There's no losing. You can't lose when those are the factors and when there's the bar and stuff. So I know that I've enjoyed this season. I know so many other people have. And one of the things we enjoy is getting to know the players. So I'm going to put you under the microscope for a second here, Harris, because I want to ask a couple of things. I have to tell you right away, I didn't get to tell you this at first. One of my best friends growing up was from the Tennessee area. Okay. So it's great to hear that accent again, yeah. Matt. Great. It's great to hear. Why baseball? What made you want to be a baseball player?
I don't know. There's something that I've always loved about baseball. It was like growing up, it's always been baseball. There's never been anything else. My parents didn't want me playing anything else. They thought I'd get hurt. So I always just played baseball, and it's been something I've always loved.
Was baseball big in your area?
Yeah, baseball's pretty big in Knoxville. There's a lot of people playing it there, so it's a lot of fun.
That's right on. I know that when Major League Baseball has been talking about expanding, that's one of the areas, Memphis, mm-hmm. Nashville, they've been looking at.
Yeah.
Makes sense, especially with the love of baseball over there.
Yeah,
right on.
There's a lot of it.
I just hope it's not my White Sox. I hope it's just not my why catcher of all the positions? And this is one that always it's one of my favorite things to talk to. I talk to a lot of goalies in hockey, mm-hmm. and I notice a lot of similarities with those two positions and the type of people that do them.
Yeah.
Why catcher?
So it was a really easy choice for me because I've always had, like, ADHD, so I always want to be involved in the play. So catcher is the best because I'm just sitting there. I'm in every single play. I'm calling the play. Everybody else is looking at me, and I'm looking at everybody else. So I get the best view of the game, and it's really cool.
My papa taught me this when I was growing up about baseball because I, like a lot of kids, you know, looked at the starting pitcher. Oh, that's the quarterback. No, it's the catcher. Mm-hmm. The catcher's the starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it's such an interesting thing that you picked that up really young, too, and seeing that. Completely with you, by the way, on that. It's such a key position, obviously. And I think that it's Seth and I, we do this show, Playmakers, and one of the things we've been talking about lately with the passing of Ryan Sandberg, greatest second baseman of all time. It's a fun debate, and there's really no wrong answer. You know, you can just throw in your feelings and your opinions, and you back it up with this or that. When we got to catcher, and I was talking to my dad about this, it's such a short conversation. There's like 3-4 names, and like, boom, it's either one of these guys, that's your list. There's lots of great catchers in history, but as far as if you're going to talk about the GOAT, the greatest, there's only a couple of names really you think of.
Yeah.
And that position is ripe for not only all the things you just touched on, but I think all the action happens right there. All the fun, all the excitement and stuff is right there. So that's another part of it that I would think would be cool too. With as far as influences, getting into baseball and, you know, whether it's family members or it's actual ball players, were there any big influences for you?
The big influence for me would definitely be my father. My father was always there for me for everything, all the hitting lessons, everything. He's always been there supporting me through every bit, throwing in the yard, hitting me during batting practice, all of it. So it's always been my father, and then, you know, we'd always make the trip up to Michigan, watch the Detroit Tigers play.
Oh, right on.
So that's always been a big thing for us, watching the Tigers.
Yeah, Pudge played there for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
I say Pudge, and that could be like 4 or 5 catchers I just met. It's a pretty popular nickname, but that's cool. That's really cool. That's a cool story. I appreciate you sharing that, man. And as we're wrapping up here and everything, I did have a couple of more questions. One of the things that I was wondering is, and I'll ask you this next, Ryan, for you, what is, when you look at the end of the season, got 9 games left, do you have a goal? Do you want to just go out there and play? What is your mindset going into this final week, if you will, of the season?
Going into the final stretch, I think we're all focused on winning each game. You know, it's not like a look at it as a whole and be like, we're going to win these last 9 games. You know, it's we're going to win today, you know, we're going to win tomorrow. And then when we get to tomorrow, it's the next day. You know, it's one day at a time. And then from there, we just see where we get. But every day we're going to go out there, we're going to do our best, we're going to put on a good show, and we're going to fight pretty hard.
Right on, right on. I appreciate that. Ryan, for you and your and from what you do and everything, what is your approach at this last kind of stretch of the season?
I'd say the approach is just to finish strong. Prove that you've already done 64 games, get to 72, right? And for me, as somebody who aspires and wants to go work in professional baseball, those guys work 162 games, and that's a leap that I'd like to strive for, and that's something that I want to pride myself with in going into that. Just making sure that I'm doing everything that I wanted to do, and just don't give up. Just keep going.
It's a great answer. Great stuff, man. So one last thing I wanted to ask, Harrison, because you have played for a number of teams in this Northwoods League of ours, a couple of teams, and that's why I think a lot of our audience will recognize your name and stuff. And when it comes to the, not to say one is better than the other, I don't like to do any of that or anything, but how have you enjoyed your time here in Rapids? How have you been experiencing the place?
My favorite part about going to a lot of different places and seeing a lot of different faces is always the people. The people in Wisconsin Rapids make it such a beautiful place. It's beautiful enough without the people, but it's really the people you meet here that separates it from other places. I'd say everybody here is awesome. They're so nice. Everybody's always got a smile on their face, so it's hard not to be grateful for places like this.
Yeah, again, well done, man. Well done. And if you ever want to run for politics around here, you'd be great. You'd be great. You'd do a great job here. And a wonderful answer. Yeah, right. Same here. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. I wanted to wrap up talking a little bit about some of the fun things that are going to be going on over at Witterfield. One of them happening tonight, the Rafters are changing. They are turning into superheroes, changing their identity. They are turning into the Mashers. Can we talk about this a little bit, Ryan?
Absolutely. So as we previously mentioned, you know, we're still finishing strong. A lot more fans are coming to the ballpark recently, and the ballpark's getting full at Witterfield. So tonight we're going with our basically City Connect night. This is awesome. You see the Brewers do this a lot at the MLB. This is our way to give back to the community and to grow our fan base, because you know us as Wisconsin Rapids. This time we're Central Wisconsin. We're incorporating everyone north all the way to Wausau and south to Madison and everywhere in between. And this really is like our showcasing of giving back to the community, being Central Wisconsin, being as one. This is going to be an exciting night, Firework Friday, last one of the year, 6:35 first pitch. Gotta love it.
Get on Witterfield, everybody. Take this game in and be listening to Playmakers. We'll be giving away Rafter tickets throughout the whole rest of the season. We're going to make sure that you get no excuse not to get over there and show the other team what home field advantage is. Make sure to get on over there and check out this game. Cheer on your Mashers. Keep an eye out for those auction jerseys as well. I know how much I see them all season, all year long. I see the different red jerseys around and love seeing that. Also keep in mind, on August 6th, they're going to be having a National Night Out night over at Witterfield with a replica police badge giveaway. That's kind of fun. Us here at WFHR will be down there representing, and we're having some fun with the guys and repping with our Rapids Police Department and some of that. I was trying to get Rapids Police Department. I just wasn't rolling
the tongue
for
twister.
Me. Yeah, it really was. How much, Harrison, do you enjoy the kind of different jerseys that you've been able to do and stuff with not just this team but other teams? Is it a fun thing for you?
It's a lot of fun. I started out in Macon, so there was one night where I was wearing the kids' championship belt, you know, a cape.
Awesome.
So I'm used to the different stuff, but it's a lot of fun just because you see the kids out there and everybody's having a good time. So it's hard to beat looking up for, like, the T-shirt toss and everybody's losing their mind.
Right on. Yeah. Ryan, you've been a part of a number of these kind of things this year. How have you been enjoying them?
Love it. This is one of the biggest giveaways I enjoy doing. I've been looking at your bobblehead collection. We need to add a Ziggy one.
I do. We're
going to get that one for you.
Right on.
And that was last night's one. And those are one of the favorite promotions that we love to do. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of hard work into this one tonight. He also played for Thunder Bay last year. I played from Bismarck last year. So we're very familiar to, like, the Northwoods League, kind of how we do promotions and promoting and getting fans to the ballpark. So nights like these, this is what you look forward to all year.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast.
Take in every one of these games that you can, everybody. Of course, Rafter Baseball right on 97.5 FM WFHR, where it belongs. 6:20 start time for tonight, taking on Lakeshore at Witterfield. Get on down there, check out those cool jerseys, and have some fun. Keep in mind, Saturday's game going to be a 6:20 start time at Lakeshore for that one, as well as for Sunday, earlier start time, 12:50. Boys will be in Green Bay on Monday. We'll talk more about that on Playmakers when we get to it. Both of you, thank you for coming to town, hanging out with us, putting up with my questions, and enjoying the area, because we've enjoyed you and we appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Playmakers.